this time of year, there is a chorus of cicadas at almost every hour at the Ozark Natural Science Center in Madison County. Before too long, those cicadas will have company, plenty of company.
About a month, and we'll have our first Bentonville schools coming out, and we'll be at capacity with about 56 students every night.
Justin Taylor is the education director at Ozark Natural Science Center. The center, tucked inside the Ozarks, a couple miles off of a rural stretch of Highway 23, is a living, breathing laboratory of all things Ozarks. Every year, thousands of fifth grade students from around the region spend time here learning about insects, plants, and what it means to protect the area's natural resources.
We talk about rocks. We have some botany specialists here. We talk about plants. We have an entomologist also on staff. We have an ornithologist on staff. And then after our field time, the teachers choose an evening class, which fits under one of those categories. And it's sort of the visit culminates at the end of the night with a staff production of the Dr. Seuss book, which we turn into a play of The Lorax.
During the upcoming school year, more than 3,000 students are expected to spend time at ONSE. The staff is working to attract more schools' interest. For many of these young people, the time at ONSE can be the first opportunity for them to really become immersed in the Ozark Forest.
It's a wilderness experience for a lot of these kids, and we have, with the exception of, we haven't had a panther sighting, but we have pretty much every other plant and animal that you could find in the Ozarks for the most part.
Of course, you know what I have to ask now, bears?
We do. We sighted a black bear cub, about a month and a half ago from my front porch.
The bear sightings are extremely rare, but other mammals and hawks in the region's wide collection of reptiles and insects are almost always able to be seen along the 8 miles of trail, by the creek, from the overlooks, or in the bluff shelters. Not far from the ONSC main office is a subtle yet spectacular opportunity to watch an Ozarks day unfold.
This is the observation platform.
The wooden observation platform extends from a trail over a gully and stands about 25 feet above the ground below.
Great place to come out, and just the other day I saw two juvenile hawks doing this crisscross pattern. It was some sort of territorial standoff, I think. And it's a great way to be right in the middle of the forest without being on the ground and having ticks crawl all over you in the heat of the summer. And this is where we do our Lorax discussion at the end of their field trip.
Platform isn't really an overlook, it's more of a look-in, a chance to be halfway up an Ozark tree.
The world looks a lot different from there than it does, say, from an ant's perspective or from a human's perspective. And you can imagine what the challenges are for a bird that's right about this level in the tree where they're looking for their prey on the ground, and gives you a very unique perspective on nature.
The center is a 501c3 nonprofit located in a part of the Ozarks known as Bear Hollow. There are nearly 500 acres here of unspoiled Ozark terrain available for study. School groups can offer a 2-day and 1-night stay or even longer immersions. The 2-day sessions include a chance for nighttime education away from light pollution with a chance to see and hear the Ozarks under the stars.
We heard a barred owl off in the distance. Pretty common to hear coyotes at pretty close distance, less than a mile away, I would say. They saw a screech owl, which is fairly rare, right off the trail, but lots of wildlife.
Earlier this month, the canopy at ONSE offered another lesson. While temperatures approached triple digits before noon in Rogers and Fayetteville, the readings at Ozark Natural Science Center were at least 12 degrees cooler.
You really become aware of the effect that forest cover has on solar radiation when you say you're in the middle of a field and then you come into a forest with a, 60, 70 foot high canopy cover. It can knock the temperature down 10 or 15 degrees. It's really nice.
Over the course of a year, there are more than just fifth graders visiting the Ozark Natural Science Center. The center also hosts classes for master naturalists, weekend workshops, wilderness first aid sessions, and opportunities for retreats for organizations. This month, Justin Taylor has been preparing curriculum for the students who will begin arriving soon after the public school year starts. That means he's spending time with the field staff away from his desk inside, out in his bigger office.
Yeah, there aren't many opportunities anywhere that I know of to do this kind of work and have such a wonderful spot to do it in.
Justin Taylor is the education director at Ozark Natural Science Center, located between Huntsville and Eureka Springs off Highway 23. You can learn much more about the Ozark Natural Science Center at their website, onsc.us. If you go to the website, be sure to check out the blog. There you'll find pictures of the wildlife in the Kings River taken by a teacher at the center during a recent snorkeling adventure in the Kings. The web address again is onsc.us.